Misfits Audio presents this program in color.
What? But this is radio.
Misfits Audio presents this program in stereo.
Yeah, much better.
Hogan's Heroes, featuring the voice talents of Jeremy Cork as Colonel Wilhelm Klink, Michael Liebman as Colonel Robert E. Hogan, Doug Barbieri as Corporal Peter Newkirk, Jules Ismael as Staff Sergeant Kinchlow, Abner Siniris as Sergeant Schultz, Episode 4th of July.
What do you think is going on? A messenger isn't due to talk to Klink for another 3 hours.
How should I bloody know?
We still have his office tapped.
Well, fellas, what's the rush?
Have you got the coffee?
I thought you limeys preferred tea.
He means the coffee pot we converted into a room tap in Klink's office.
Are you certain? I shall not say a word on the matter. I assure you, this office is absolutely secure.
I have brought the plans here because Stalag 13 is both fortified and at little risk of being bombed.
Yes, the Allies wouldn't want to blow up their own men, would they? I assure you, the plans will be perfectly safe here. I shall lock them in my own safe.
Well, looks like we have another camera job, gentlemen. Now what? You aren't supposed to open the emergency tunnel except in an... Wow.
Colonel Hogan, I'm Dr. Adela Strauss.
Hello, doctor. Talk about a blonde bombshell.
She came in through the tunnel last night. It took a while. One of the dogs took a fancy to her.
You mean she was nearly mauled?
No, he wouldn't stop licking her. Had a terrible time getting into the secret tunnel entrance.
The pups certainly have good taste. Corporal Newkirk, love. Welcome to Stalag 13.
Danke, Corporal.
I'm the superior officer around here, Newkirk.
And here I thought you Yanks were a democracy.
It is imperative I leave the country without delay. All of Germany is searching for me.
What exactly is it you do, Doctor?
I doubt you would understand.
Try me.
My work has to do with the relative frequencies of the quantum foam layer in conjunction with the modulation...
Never mind. We'll get you out tomorrow.
What about the plants, Colonel?
You're right. We've gotten past the safe before. All I need is a diversion. Kinch, I'll need a phony weather report. Terrible rainstorm coming this way. Make sure it's broadcast around the camp in exactly half an hour.
What will you be doing, Colonel?
I'm going to see Klink.
Is that Vice?
He does it all the time, love. Expert he is.
Oh, I am so frightened.
You're safe with me, love?
Hardly.
Don't you have somewhere to be?
There's a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing.
Oh, Colonel Hogan.
Hello there, Helga.
I have been practicing.
What exactly?
I listen to your Andrew sisters. I can sing just like Patty.
Really?
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. With anyone else but me. With anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Yes, that's swell. But I really must see Klink.
He told me he is not to be disturbed today.
Aw, come on, Helga.
I'll just go tell him you're here. Colonel Klink? Colonel Hogan is here.
I do not have time for this, Colonel Hogan.
Well, sir, it's just I need your permission to dig a storm drain trench.
What?
As you can see, sir, there's a big one coming.
There isn't a cloud in the sky.
That's the worst sign.
Colonel Hogan, if you think I can be hoodwinked into thinking there is a storm, you are sadly mistaken. There is nothing wrong. The weather is perfect.
Warning! Little earth storm approaching. Board up all windows. Rain estimate 20 inches per hour.
You were saying, Clink?
What are you doing standing there? Dig a trench!
According to the rules of the Geneva Convention, POWs do not have to assist with manual labor.
You may have 1 hour of extra light in the barracks tonight.
3.
1.5.
2.
Granted. Now dig!
Yes, sir.
Ooh, who again?
Helga?
Well?
Get the men together. Make sure they dig a nice deep trench around Klink's office. Oh, and if half the dirt happens to go inside his office, because the window is now jammed open...
You got it, sir.
Where's Newkirk?
For each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by mere pistol shame. So kiss me and say that you will understand.
Newkirk!
Sir, just make an old guest feel at home, sir.
Ah, Colonel Hogan, I...
Yes, Schultz?
There is a woman here, a beautiful woman.
There is?
What is she doing here? No, do not tell me. I see nothing, I know nothing.
Is he always that way?
If he were to tell what he saw in here, as it was happening on his watch, say, he'd be responsible.
And Schultz has an ugly wife and 10 kids at home to worry about.
Not to mention being sent to the Russian front.
Say when everything looks so dark, man, they say we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Blimey, the things we do for Cronin Country.
Just keep digging. It's working.
Will you stop this? Half of the dirt is going into my office through the window.
But, sir, we tried to close it. It wouldn't budge.
It is my office.
Sorry, sir. Would you prefer if it were flooded? It will be if we don't get this trench finished in time.
Very well, but I am leaving. I am going into town, and one of you will clean my office as you work.
Well... perhaps I could do the honors myself, sir.
Now, Schnell! I am going to Hammerburg, and I do not want to see a speck of dirt when I return.
Sir, shouldn't you take an umbrella? And perhaps anything of value from your safe?
What?
You are leaving me all alone in your office, sir. Who knows what I might get up to? You wouldn't want to tell General Burkhalter that your papers went missing because you left a POW in...
Very well.
Have fun, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a light?
Do you think I have time for that?
Oh, bugger! You've got a bit of debt on you, sir. There we go.
Do you have the papers?
Right here.
We've got pictures to take.
Adela can smell them out when she goes.
Adela?
Dr. Strauss.
How was Hamelberg, sir?
That is none of your concern.
Sorry, sir. Missed my footing, I did.
You run into people fairly often.
Oh, yes. He's terribly clumsy, sir. Did you replace the papers?
I did, sir.
And people wonder why I don't carry a wallet around.
We'll need another weather report, Kinch. Storm passes by to north. Something like that.
On it, sir. And I'll alert the submarine regarding Cinderella's slipper.
Cinderella's what?
The papers.
Goldilocks calling Mama Bear. Goldilocks calling Mama Bear.
Oh, Peter, you are so brave to stay when you could escape with me.
I've got me duty, love.
All right, break it up, kids. Dr. Strauss, you look a new woman.
I still do not know how you've managed to find dye for my hair. It is so red now.
Between that and your German uniform, they'll never suspect you.
Oh, I do not know.
They'd be looking for a blonde, see? You'll walk right past him. Trust me.
You'll make a break for it during roll call.
Spike in a witch.
Roll call! Everybody rouse! Out, out! What is she still doing here?
Well, Schultz, it's like this.
I see nothing. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf, zwölf, dreizehn, vierzehn, Colonel Hogan?
What?
There are only 14.
Really?
Report!
One prisoner...
Well?
...is missing.
Alarm! Alarm!
That's your cue, love. The submarine will be waiting for you. Pays them now.
Danke.
I surrender.
Ha! No one escapes Stalag 13. Into the barracks, all of you!
Did she get away?
Clean. And with the pictures, too.
Say, I just realized something.
What?
Tomorrow's 4th of July.
You astound me.
Gonna start a row and show 'em how. We paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that high to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in.
What is this? What is going on?
Just listening to some records, Colonel Klink.
Stop it at once! Schnell!
Why? There's nothing in the Geneva Convention that says we can't play Bing Crosby.
You are a prisoner of war, Colonel Hogan. This is Stalag 13, not a New York dance hall.
Gee, I didn't know you liked swing, Klink.
Silence! You will start this record or I shall destroy it.
Boo!
I shall break all your records. Your Bing Crosby.
You can't do that.
That's bloody wrong, that is.
Andrew Sisters.
I protest.
I say, that's jolly unfair.
Ha!
That was rather unsporting of him.
I thought you didn't like American music.
You're our allies. It's my duty.
Featuring the additional voice talents of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodward as Dr. Adela Strauss, Fiona Thrale as Helga, Doug Barbieri as German Messenger. Post-produced by Alexa Chipman. Special thanks to Bill Holwig for some of the music. Presented by Misfits Audio in July 2008 in memory of the entire cast of Hogan's Heroes. No copyright infringement was intended. This was for entertainment purposes only.